We have to tell the unbridled truth. You know, that offensive hate speech. We have to move the conversation to accountability. We're watching our nation sink and go dark. We're watching Agenda 2030. We're watching the Great Reset, the ushering in of full-blown totalitarianism, a new world order, a one-world government. The empire of lies is hard at work, and it's not just limited to Democrats. Uncensored, unafraid, and unstoppable, welcome to the Stu Peters Show. My name is Stu. Well, the great backtracking is now underway. When these feckless, phony, cowardly, sellout, rhino, uniparty, globalist-attached Republicans rammed through Kevin McCarthy as the new Speaker of the House, one of the promises that we were given, probably the single most important promise that we were given, was that McCarthy was going to release all of the footage of the January 6th incident. Not snippets of it. Not some of it. No, all of it. Releasing all of it is the entire point. As we all know, anybody can use selective editing of a few clips to tell their desired specific story. We've had more than enough of that for the past 2 years with the illegitimate Biden regime and so many other places. So no, the only acceptable path is releasing all of the footage. All 14,000 or 41 or 42,000 hours of it. We aren't talking about top secret military combat footage here. This isn't some off-the-books hidden military base. No, it's the United States Capitol. It's the people's house. You know, we're told that over and over again. So if any of this is classified material, it shouldn't be. So release it. All of it. Right now, and let the public draw the relevant conclusions. But instead, as we just said, the backtrack has started. Just the other day, Laura Loomer broke this story on Twitter, tweeting, quote, "I've been told Speaker McCarthy isn't planning to release all of the J6 footage like he promised. He told members of Congress that it's a national security risk to release the raw footage. J6 defendants who want it have to ask their rep to issue a written request on their behalf," unquote. Well, lo and behold, on Monday morning, Axios confirmed Laura Loomer's reporting, saying that instead of releasing the footage outright, McCarthy is handing it over to producers affiliated with Tucker Carlson's Fox show. According to Axios, Carlson's show is going to release excerpts from these tapes in the days and weeks to come. Excuse us, but we weren't promised excerpts. We already have plenty of those. We've aired them all on this program over and over again. We were promised all of the footage. That's our right as citizens. This footage is our collective property. It's not Kevin McCarthy's home movies for him to hoard and selectively share with who he likes. Actually, we'd rather not think about Kevin McCarthy's home movies. The same people who sold us this Kevin McCarthy fraud are now joining together to defend this obvious bait and switch. Marjorie Taylor Greene tweeted yesterday, quote, "The problem the grifters have is that they're being exposed for acting like they know what's going on and taking donations from people in exchange for lies, complaining about J6 tapes given to Tucker. Laughable." Unquote. Yeah, Marjorie Taylor Greene thinks that it's laughable that we want to be given what we were promised. The superstar, divorcee, Marjorie Taylor Greene says it's laughable that we want transparency instead of gatekeeping. The promiscuous homewrecker, Marjorie Taylor Greene, says it's laughable that we want the people that we elected to stand up for us instead of calling us liars and grifters while they do all of the lying and grifting themselves. Because here's the truth. We don't trust Fox News. And while he may say the right things on Ukraine or vaccine mandates, we don't have to trust Tucker Carlson either, let alone the random producers that he has working for him. Our requests are simple, and they don't require any trust at all. It's a simple ask. Give us the January 6th footage. All of it. Period. Laura Loomer, who broke this story, joins us now. Laura, thank you so much for coming. We appreciate it.
Yeah, thanks so much for having me. And, you know, you said it perfectly yourself there in that introduction. Look, Marjorie Taylor Greene, as I like to call her, right, has literally scammed. You want to talk about grifters and liars? Well, maybe she ought to look in the mirror. This is a woman who campaigned, right, on campaigning against the establishment, on campaigning against rhinos, promising us that she was going to be a voice and a fighter for America First. But now she's slandering the people, people like myself, people like you and others who are fighting, right? Fighting to expose the truth of the fact that Kevin McCarthy is a liar. He's a professional con man who broke his promise. And I'm really sick and tired, right? You see all these reports that came out today about how, oh, well, Kevin McCarthy released the footage and Tucker Carlson's going to go through all of it. Do you know how long it would take somebody to go through 42,000 hours of footage? And this is the thing about it, is people like Kevin McCarthy and Marjorie Taylor Greene, they literally think that we are stupid. They really honestly think that we are so stupid that we cannot calculate how long it would take even, you know, let's just say even a group of five people to sift through hours for 8 hours a day, right? You think these people are going to stay up for 24 hours a day going through footage? No. So, you know, they lie to us. This is their way of pretending that Kevin McCarthy kept his promise by giving it to Tucker Carlson. And just as I had exclusively reported days ago, before this even came out, I had said members of Congress had told me that Kevin McCarthy told them that he wasn't going to release the footage because it was a national security threat. And that if you were a J6 defendant and you needed it, you needed to contact your representative and your representative could reach out to McCarthy and get him to release the footage. But what happens if you have a leftist representative, right? And so when I was talking to these representatives, they said, well, you know, in that case, we'll open our offices up and we can do the requests for some of those defendants who have leftist representatives. But, you know, the reality is that not everybody knows this. How are people supposed to know this if Kevin McCarthy is not telling people the truth? Your average person is not as politically connected or as involved as we are. People have lives, you know, they're busy. They have kids, they have jobs. They're not like on Twitter all day like we are, you know, or talking about the news, obsessing about the facts and holding people accountable. They turn on Fox News and they just believe maybe what is told to them. So now all these innocent people are going to really honestly think that this footage has been released when, I'll tell you right now, I'm working with dozens of J6ers right now. Nobody's seen the footage.
Yeah. If Kevin McCarthy is telling fellow members of Congress that it's a national security threat to release the footage, then why should we believe that Kevin McCarthy hasn't directed Tucker as to what specific snippets he can make available or excerpts and what narrative to put behind it?
Well, it sounds like that's already in the works. I received a text message tonight from the lawyer that I'm working with, John Pierce, who's actually, you know, representing a lot of these J6 defendants. He represents the most J6 defendants in the entire country. And, you know, he told me, I'll just read the message to you now. It's so funny. He tweeted this too. He was like, you know, isn't this funny? They're on Tucker right now talking about how they're going to go through the footage. And then he tweeted, oh, good. So Tucker Carlson's producers have 1 week to review 42,000 hours of January 6th footage. And then we get to see their results next week. How lucky are we? What a huge help. Speaker McCarthy is a serial liar who could care less about these sick Americans. Yeah, how lucky are we, right? That we, you know, are so stupid and incapable of looking at footage ourselves that we have to rely on Tucker Carlson's team of producers to go through 42,000 hours of footage and then tell us what is important. I guess, you know, even though Tucker Carlson works for Fox News, you know, board member of Fox News, Paul Ryan, and owner of Fox News, Rupert Murdoch, who is clearly anti-Trump and has said they're going to do everything in their power to make sure that Donald Trump doesn't win re-election and get behind, and they're going to get behind Ron DeSantis. Surely those people are going to make sure that we see the facts, right?
Vanguard, BlackRock, Pfizer-owned Fox News channel. I mean, clearly these people betrayed the country right after the 2020 election.
Exactly. And we already see from the Dominion lawsuits that are coming out, Stu, that Fox News was talking internally about how they don't like Donald Trump and how they don't think the election was stolen. Well, do you think that they're really going to have sympathy or try to help these J6ers by, you know, releasing some of the footage when they know that the reason why people went to the Capitol on J6 was because the election was stolen? When really right now, right, it's going to be in Fox News's worst interest to tell the truth about J6, because think about it. They're embroiled in a defamation lawsuit right now with Dominion. They are. And so if they provide footage that confirms, right, the grievances of the people that were protesting on J6 and all of the people that, you know, clearly spoke out truthfully about the stolen election, well, then, you know, that's not going to really, you know, be so good for their lawsuit, right? So Fox News doesn't really have an interest in releasing the truth about this.
Yeah, and so then, Marjorie Taylor Greene, I got to ask you about this because she seems to be actually hitting you kind of in a discreet way because she's acting like a coward, calling, I think, you a liar and a grifter for basically demanding what they promised. I mean, how do these people continue to get away with this? The hubris to me is astonishing.
Yeah, it's funny. I have the message here too. It's so funny. She doesn't have the courage, right? So she likes to subtweet me. And then she also does it on Telegram because she would never actually like publicly say this stuff on Twitter where everybody is because journalists would report on it. So she's in Telegram saying, we are releasing the J6 tapes and not one single lying grifter on social media had anything to do with it. Because I tweeted this morning, I said, you know, Marjorie Traitor Greene, you know, is helping Kevin McCarthy cover this up. And clearly this is not a release to the public. Good thing that my story came out and lit a fire under Kevin McCarthy's ass this weekend.
So people are going to be upset with you for calling out Marjorie Taylor Greene, because just like Donald Trump, there's a cult-like following that goes behind Marjorie Taylor Greene. But why wouldn't these people instead place their anger or discontent towards the person who campaigned on impeaching Joe Biden? You know how listen, Marjorie Taylor Greene can be as dumb as a rock, and sometimes I think that she is, but she knows how politics works. She knows how our government works. You're not impeaching Biden. Republicans didn't have the majority. Even if they did, the Senate would never, you know, move to convict and remove this guy. She's a liar who has one of the largest war chests in Washington, D.C., closely, obviously, affiliated with the same lobbyists that control Kevin McCarthy, who's ostensibly owned by China and the Israel lobby. And now she's exposed. But people are upset with you for pointing that out. Why?
Look, I don't think that people actually really want the truth. You know, I experienced this when I ran for Congress, and people will say all the time that they want representatives that are going to tell them the truth and that they want people that are going to fight for them. But I don't think that people really do, because as much as people say that they want the truth, a lot of people just can't handle the truth and they think that it's infighting. You experienced this when you called Marjorie Traitor Greene out of AFPAC. People went crazy on you. They said that you were out of line. They said that you were wrong. I was sitting at your table. And of course, I was cheering you on the entire time. But, you know, like then people realized a year and a half later when she basically condemned everybody at that conference, wow, Stu was right. And so I feel like, you know, maybe in a year or two, that's what will happen. Because every single time I go after somebody or I attack somebody, they say, oh, this Laura Loomer is so crazy. She just attacks and attacks Republicans nonstop. It's what they say about me now when I've been exposing, you know, Ron DeSanctimonious for his shadow campaign against Donald Trump that, of course, is supported by the globalists.
Yeah, but, you know, I got to ask you, Laura, do we have a year or two? And as and vindication, I mean, I could care less. I mean, yes, I was right. I'm glad that the people acknowledged it. But look, this thing right here, the J6 footage, this 42,000 hours or however many hours it is, this is a huge part of ushering in full totalitarianism in this country. I mean, do we have that long? This needs to be released right now. How important is it?
Look, I don't think that we have that much time. We have J6 defendants who are on trial right now, and their lives literally depend on the release of this footage. And so, you know, she's basically playing Russian roulette at the expense of the J6 defendants and their families. And I think that it's shameful. That's why this footage needs to be released on an open source forum immediately.
I agree. I couldn't agree more. And for breaking the story, thank you very much. We appreciate it. Always appreciate you being here, too. Laura Loomer, God bless you.
Thanks so much for having me on. I appreciate it.
The boosters are killing millions.
Shut up, vaccine sensitivity.
A vaccine holocaust has begun.
We are seeing right now the highest death rates we have ever seen in the history of this business.
The vaccinated have chronic COVID.
Hey, folks, guess you heard this morning I tested positive for COVID. But I've been double vaccinated, double boosted.
They're drowning in bioweapons sludge, and gay people are taking doggy style to the extreme. But a generation of patriots are standing back and standing by. Christopher Key is leading the revolution.
Good morning, America! temple. That's why they're poisonous with the water, the food, the supplements.
Confronting corrupt corporations through peaceful protest and righteous resistance. Visit vaccine-police.com to stay informed on pure blood survival and products to keep your loved ones safe. Vaccine-police.com.
GoldCo can help to protect you against the globalist psychopaths that want to come for your kids and want to come for your future and your property. And of course, they want to come for your freedom and your liberty. And yes, they want to come for your money, for your savings, your checking accounts, your savings accounts, your 401ks, your IRAs, your investment accounts. The electronic banking reset, where everybody goes back to zero, we predict is inevitable. Well, with physical gold and silver, you won't be a victim. Call GoldCo today, 855-706-GOLD. Again, 855-706-GOLD. If you mention Stu Peters when you call GoldCo, you'll get up to $10,000 in free silver. Up to 10 grand in free silver just for mentioning Stu Peters when you call GoldCo at 855-706-GOLD. 855-706-GOLD. We'll be back in 30 seconds.
For healthcare you can trust, go to heroicdoctors.com and connect with the trusted and unbiased doctors of the Wellness Company. This is the future of medical care. Access to top-flight healthcare from anywhere by visiting heroicdoctors.com and the Wellness Company. You get uncensored content, virtual appointments with trusted medical professionals, doctors who aren't scared to follow protocols that keep you healthy, a real pharmacy that will fill your prescriptions, exclusive treatment packages, vaccine exemption letters, world-class supplements, healthcare products, and so much more. The last few years have proven just how broken our healthcare system is. Access to real medicine shouldn't be dictated by who you know or where you live. Break the power of Big Pharma and keep you and your family safe. Go to heroicdoctors.com and join today.
And welcome back. I'm Paul Harrell, filling in for Stu. So last week, we spoke with Candace De La Rosa, a mom of five living in East Palestine, less than 1 mile away from the site of the train derailment. Candace brought us exclusive on-the-ground footage of the situation there, recorded via her doorbell camera. More than perhaps anyone in the town, Candace has refused to be silent and has refused to listen to the lies about everything being fine. Candace and her children believe they have suffered from rashes and burns caused by the chemicals in the air. She says the water is now obviously polluted. She says animals are being found dead all over the place, more and more of them all the time. She has the photos and she has her own eyewitness testimony to back all of this up. Since last week, Candace has been monitoring the supposed cleanup going on in the town. She says that just from watching, it's clear that the number one priority wasn't restoring the local environment, but rather just getting the trains moving again. All the focus has been on public relations rather than public health or public safety. Since we last saw her, Candace says that people came by to test her well water. But as soon as they saw that the news crew was nearby, they refuse to test the water. So what exactly are they trying to hide then? Well, there's a lot that they could be hiding. The official story's been changing rapidly on this saga from the very beginning. When it all first started, Ohio Governor Mike DeWine, the same fake Republican who brought us lockdowns and mask mandates to the state of Ohio in 2020, he said that everything was fine. But now he's backtracking and he's announced that this is in fact an emergency. DeWine has insisted that the local water is safe, though, when the East Palestine locals can tell that it is anything but safe. It is far from safe. Candace De La Rosa joins us now. Candace, thanks so much for giving us your time and coming on the Stu Peters Show this evening.
You're welcome.
First question, how are you and how are your children?
Well, honestly, I'm not well. I'm maxed out at this point. I'm not getting rest. My children are sick. I'm sick. And I have a 1 and a 2-year-old. Those are my little ones. And they've never been sick since birth. I've had to rush them to the emergency room. When I get there, they want him to take a decontamination shower. I have 5 children. Never once in my life taking my kids to the emergency room have they ever had to get a decontamination shower. So they were seen, and still, this is almost 3 weeks out. The medical professionals don't know what to do. They say they're waiting for direction from the Ohio Department of Health. How long do us parents have to wait to get these answers? My children are falling ill, and they're saying it's the croup. They're saying it's eczema. No, because it's they get better, they get worse. They get better, they get worse. When a child's sick, they're sick nonstop for a couple days, and then it's better. My kids have been sick going on 6-7 days now.
Wow.
I actually got chemical burns to my eyes, and they're saying it's safe. But it's not only my family, it's multiple other families, so many families that they've decided to set up a clinic down at the local church. So this was something that gave me hope. Once again, we're going to get help. We're going to get answers. Then I read today what the clinic is. The clinic will not do vital signs, will not do blood tests, will not give diagnosis or prescriptions. So just another thing they're throwing at us.
So
that
what's
leaves
it
us
for
more,
then?
More
what
questions
is the clinic
than
for?
Answers. That's what I said. What's the clinic for? For us to go in there and us tell them what's wrong and them tell us it's from something else?
Wow.
I don't know the purpose of the clinic. If you're not getting a diagnosis, if you're not getting a blood draw for toxins in your blood, what are you there for? And even when you're going to your primary care physicians, they are telling us they don't know what to do. They're not giving blood draws. They're not testing for toxins. I don't know what's going on here.
Wow. No, it's a cover-up. It sounds like it's a cover-up. It sounds like this is criminal. What is taking place in your town is criminal in the entire country.
Exactly
now.
My words.
Yes. It's and we're all this is a tragedy. By the way, I want to get to this first towards the beginning of this segment. You do have a Give, Send, Go. The link is in the description of this video for you in the audience who are watching. I just want to remind that you do have a Give, Send, Go, and this is an effort to give you guys support so that you could get a hotel, maybe get out of town for a few days, get healthy. Because, I mean, the air and the water, it's toxic, isn't it?
In my opinion, it's toxic. When I have a sore throat for 2 hours in the morning when I wake up, just like last night, I was getting ready to go to bed and this horrible smell came into my home and it hit me right then and there. And my throat was burning, my eyes were burning, and my partner is feeling the same things at the same time. And then a couple hours later, you feel better. And like people last night on social media were talking about, Where are the news reporters at night? Because they're doing something down there at night. Once the sun goes down, that smell gets 1,000 times worse. And people all over are posting, I'm sick. My throat's hurting. My eyes are swelling shut. So it's like, what's going on in the dark? And it just makes you wonder.
Unbelievable. You also have seen animals dead all over the place. I mean, you've taken photos of these, I presume?
Actually, those were photos that I got off of a scientist page that went down there, and he says that there is no life at all. They say that fresh fish aren't dying. He said that the fish were freshly dead. Like, I used to hear birds chirping out of my window every morning at this time of year. I haven't heard a bird, seen a bird. Crows, but where are the birds? If it's safe and it's fine, why are there no birds?
Yeah.
And you know, it's all of these things put together for me that build a puzzle and they build a picture. And I'm terrified. And I'm working on a means to try to get out of here. But you know, you can't find an Airbnb. Hotels are booked up. People don't want to come here. You know, especially with all these reports of people getting sick. And my number one question is, if it's safe and it's fine, why are we getting sick? And they say they've sent FEMA in. They say they're cleaning it up. I haven't seen them tracks demantled once, because all they did was bury all them toxins underneath that tracks. Those tracks are still down and trains are still a-rolling.
Mm. No, what we see here is gaslighting. I mean, we are being gaslit. You guys specifically are being gaslit by the authorities. And, you know, you're being essentially told with their actions that, you know, you're crazy or it's nothing to worry about. It's very similar to what the medical industrial complex has done, you know, with the vaccines, with the shots, you know, trust the professionals, but they're just continuing to lie to us, even though the evidence, even though you have people who, you know, are getting sick or have adverse reactions or who are dropping dead, and yet they still pretend like, I mean, it's just, they're completely detached from reality, and they're doing this to essentially just preserve their own power. And that is on display right now. I mean, the decision to light the chemicals on fire and essentially blow up the town of East Palestine was a criminal act. And the governor, according to some reports, can be held criminally liable for, you know, at the least civilly. But I'm done. I don't know about you, but I'm done with this idea of, you know, civil penalties. This is a complete disaster. It has far-reaching consequences, not just for Ohio, but for the rest of the nation. And the governor of Ohio has to be held accountable.
You know, exactly. Somebody's got to be accountable at some point. Like I keep saying, what is it going to take for one of our children to drop dead before somebody believes? I mean, we have numerous reports upon numerous reports of people getting sick. You know, and sometimes I question and ask myself, am I going crazy? Am I overreacting? And, you know, I talk to my fellow, the residents of East Palestine, who are all dealing with the same thing. These people don't understand. It's not only our physical health, it's our mental health, it's our emotional health, it's our social activity. You know, this just isn't a home. I can leave this home, but East Palestine is where my life was. Norfolk Southern has literally ruined my life, and it starts at the bottom of people making decisions all the way up to the top, and they are failing the residents of East Palestine up to this point, and we are 3 weeks out. When is something going to happen here?
You're exactly right. And by the way, God bless you for everything that you're enduring, and we are so sorry. I'd like to get your thoughts, Candace, on a situation. So last night, Stu interviewed Mark McCloskey. I don't know if you know who he is, but he was famous for the when the Black Lives Matter protests were invading his neighborhood. He and his wife stood outside, you know, with guns defending their home. His wife is from that area, and they went to East Palestine, I guess over the weekend or over the last couple of days, and they toured, you know, the downtown. And he said something to Stu that I thought was really interesting. At least the mental images were that of essentially a locked down community. And I wonder if you could speak to that. He said that there were guards manning roadblocks, and they had been told that they couldn't answer anybody's question. There was also a report that they could overhear in an earpiece that if people continued to ask questions, they would call the police and they would have them arrested. This has led many, and it led to the reports that there's now a gag order in the town of East Palestine, I guess being enforced by our corporate overlords. Can you speak to that? What are your thoughts on that?
As far as them gagging someone like me, I refuse to be silenced. But when it comes to business owners, people that are higher up in this town, you never know what's going on. You know, you don't know who Norfolk Southern's paying off. And to me, that's evident by not even being able to go to a health professional and get answers for why your children are sick. So something is definitely going on under the scenes here, just like the smell ramping up during the night. I personally went downtown yesterday to get footage, you know, of the water. And I basically felt like a criminal in my own town. I've been here my entire life. And there are people in SUVs. You see stories all over, you know, social media where people have come in to take pictures of the dead fish getting chased by people in SUVs. And they'll stop and say, why are you following me? They're not getting answers. So, I mean, I'm hearing a lot of, you know, crazy things. I went out yesterday. Like I said, I have two small children. So I've just been trying to shelter in place. And I went out yesterday to try to get some footage for you guys. And it's not my home anymore. This isn't my town. It's wild. Parking lots are full of, you know, all different kinds of cars, you know, news outlets here, but it's not only the news outlet. It's those big black SUVs, men in black suits, you know, and it's, you don't know what's going on. You go down these rabbit holes and you wonder.
You mentioned the media. Please tell us a little bit more about this well situation. So you were going to have your well tested, but then they saw a news.
Actually, I'm on municipal water. It was a local friend of mine.
Okay.
What they did was, people have been complaining. You have to understand, there has been one well tested up to this point. And actually, the well that got tested was the local business owner's well that the train almost hit. And they have sworn to us residents that it had absolutely nothing to do with that, which I believe that. But the second well to get tested, he called a local news outlet to come and record the process. When they got there to test the well, they refused to test the well because they were going to record what they were doing. What does that tell you? That tells me that something is not right. And it makes me even more terrified, not only for me, not only for my family, but for everybody that lives in East Palestine. They don't want us to go on these rumor mills. They don't want people going down rabbit holes, but there's no transparency here. We have no more answers today than we did when that train derailed.
That's unbelievable. And it's your children, and you're a mother, and a mom knows when their kids are sick. And again, the gaslighting here is criminal. What's going on is tragic. And I want to remind people, the Give, Send, Go link for Candace De La Rosa is in the description. Please click on the link. Please give her support so that she can attempt to manage what is a complete ecological disaster. Candace De La Rosa, we really appreciate you coming back on the Stu Peters Show, and we need to do it again soon and keep us updated, keep the whole country, the whole world updated about the criminality that's taking place in your hometown. God bless you. Thank you for coming on.
Thank you so very much. EP Strong.
Folks, the Stu Peters Show continues in just a moment.
Have you heard about China's shocking secret? As China reopens, U.S. economists are celebrating. They're convinced that we're no longer going into a recession. They're even praising the communist country as if it's some sort of a hero. But the question remains, is China actually hiding a deadly secret? One so devastating it could undermine the United States and cripple our country beyond recognition with one swift blow. A brand new documentary is exposing what many experts believe is America's biggest threat in 2023. The documentary is currently streaming online for free and will reveal everything that you need to know about this looming crisis, including how to prepare for it. The truth is, no one knows how long this threat could last, but experts fear it could arrive as early as next week. In fact, they're committed and convinced that this is the real reason China lifted its restrictions. To watch the documentary that exposes the truth on this inevitable crisis, visit darkagedefense.com/Stu Peters. The documentary is available only for the next 48 hours, so watch it while you can. darkagedefense.com/Stu Peters. We'll be right back.
Taxation is theft, especially when your money is used to fund evil.
Wear a mask. Get boosted.
Corona hoax, mass deception, America controlled by fear. Good news. There's another way. You can stop paying for the crimes and cover-up today through Freedom Law School.
The best thing you can do, according to the IRS's own official auditors, is to stop filing and paying income taxes.
Based on the government's official websites, there is no law requiring 99% of Americans to file and pay income tax. See the proof for yourself on freedomlawschool.org. Don't wait to drain the DC swamp. Start your journey to freedom from IRS deception, robbery, and slavery. Starve out the problem. Weaponize your earnings. Defund the swamp and fund the truth and freedom movement today. Go to livefreenow.org and restore the freedom we all miss.
A lot of people struggle to fall asleep and then stay asleep. They're not getting the appropriate amount of REM sleep. They're tossing and turning all night. They're waking up too early, can't fall back asleep. A lot of people's kids can't fall asleep, so they give themselves or their kids melatonin. The problem with melatonin is this. Over time, your body builds up a resistance to it. It takes more and more melatonin to have the desired effect, and then eventually it just doesn't work at all. So there you are, back to failing to fall asleep, tossing and turning all night, not getting the appropriate amount of REM sleep, and then waking up too early in the morning. Try sleepbreakthrough.com/Stu Peters. Bioptimizers have a scientific formula at sleepbreakthrough.com/Stu Peters. Go and do the research for yourself. Check it out. If it works for you, great. Get away from the melatonin. Do what works. sleepbreakthrough.com/Stu Peters. back. So this is big news, huge news. Karen Kingston just made an appearance before the county commissioners of Collier County, Florida. That's where Naples is. The topic was these COVID-19 bioweapon injections. Karen testified that the COVID shots are, in fact, a bioweapon and that they should either be destroyed or returned to their manufacturers. She also warned the commissioners under Florida law that anybody responsible for making bioweapons available to others is guilty of a first-degree felony punishable by life in prison. Well, after Karen's testimony, the Collier commissioners voted 5-0 to send back a $1.4 million CDC grant for the creation of COVID-19 materials. The message that they sent, Collier County is stepping back from the fake advances of the CDC and the NIH. Well, Karen says that when she presented her evidence to other people in attendance at the meeting, and in particular, when she showed the list of diseases that Pfizer knew their shots would cause, even before it was approved by the FDA, they became overwhelmingly in favor of criminal trials for everybody who helped promote the injections. This is a giant step in the way of accountability. Criminal accountability for the unleashing and the deployment of this bioweapon. Karen Kingston joins us now for more on this. Karen, thank you so much for coming. We appreciate it.
Thank you, Stu. I was able to present in front of the Collier County commissioners on February 14th.
Amazing.
Under the topic of this NIH grant that they received for the promotion and education of the COVID-19 injections. And I have to give a hat tip off to the commissioners, specifically Commissioner Chris Hall, because I had sent a letter to them on February 6th outlining all the evidence I had that these were bioweapons, including their own Surgeon General Latipo's evidence that these are bioweapon injections, where he found over 16,000 residents in the state of Florida who died from a cardiac-related death due to the COVID-19 injections, bioweapons. It was not due to any other cause. And I finished that letter with the Florida state law 790.166 stating that if you display, promote, or make readily available a bioweapon, an agent of biowarfare, you could serve up to life imprisonment. So I say hat tip off to Commissioner Chris Hall for allowing me to get up and speak for 20 minutes going through the evidence that I share with your audience on a regular basis and going through the criminality of what was done. And I think what's important for people to know is that if what I said wasn't true, under that same law, under Chapter 46, Title 790, a false claim that there is a bioweapon is the same thing as if I got up on the mic and said there's a bomb in the building. I should be in handcuffs if it's not true. So it was a big deal. It was very well received. It was mostly silent during my 20-minute presentation, with people taking their cameras out, taking photos. I heard some people actually turned ghost white and left the room. And afterwards, people were openly concerned about the evidence that was presented. I also had an opportunity to speak with victims who were injected with the bioweapon injection. And what's interesting is when I first sat down with them, they had this kind of Stockholm syndrome where they didn't want people to get in trouble. They thought, well, this was just a great big misunderstanding, and that now that we know people are getting injured, we just don't want anyone else to get injured. So that was the dialogue I was hearing from the victims. And then when I showed them that October 22nd, 2020 meeting that the FDA had with industry and Pfizer, and they listed out seizures, strokes, blood clotting, convulsions, myocarditis, death. They said, let's go get these SOBs. They were angry. And that's the appropriate response to the knowledge that Pfizer, Moderna, and the FDA knew that these injections were going to cause injuries, harm, disease, disabilities, and death. And Pfizer went ahead, manufactured them, and promoted them as safe and effective vaccines. The only appropriate response is anger and demanding justice and demanding criminal charges. And this concept that it should be reduced to a misdemeanor, I heard about that last week with Idaho. That's absolutely absurd. Under federal law and under every state law, there are laws for first and second degree felony charges for a bioweapon. Why would you reduce that to a misdemeanor?
I can't fathom. I can't wrap my head around that. Looking at what's happening here, These are not misdemeanor crimes. These are crimes against humanity. These shots, these bioweapons that were deployed on Americans by our own government, by our own DOD, these particular shots deployed by Pfizer and Moderna and everybody else who ran the safe and effective narrative are responsible for the largest kill-off that we have ever seen. Misdemeanors are just not appropriate. These are crimes against humanity. There's a precedent for how we punish people who commit them.
Yeah, but also there is state law for a bioweapon, independent of military law, independent of global law. And we need to start where we can start as community members. And that's with charging them with these first and second degree felonies under the state laws. And charging them, I mean, the manufacturer, Pfizer, their safety review board, those that misrepresented a bioweapon as a safe and effective vaccine, causing the injury, disease, disabilities, and death of innocent adults and children. And that's where we need to start. And Collier County commissioners understood it. And the Collier County sheriffs understand this. And that's what we're moving forward. People need to understand, you need to talk to your local law enforcement. You need to talk to your local county commissioners. We cannot hope that something's going to happen at the federal level to save us or outside of the United States jurisdiction. I mean, I've heard other attorneys opine about how Putin's working with the King of Thailand to start global hearings. That's pie in the sky hopium at this point. You need to protect your own members of your own community, the children and adults in your own community. And that starts by speaking with your county commissioners, presenting the evidence to them that these injections do not meet any definition of vaccine. They don't prevent infection. They don't protect against disease. The research was all fraudulent and criminal, and therefore they're bioweapons. So now they are witnesses to a crime, and they either can take appropriate action to move forward with helping you press charges against the criminals, or they're accomplices to the crime. And it needs to be that simple. And I warn against people getting wrapped up in the concept of global tribunals or hopium that our federal government is going to do something. It reminds me of Mothers Against Drunk Driving. I mean, I believe drunk driving was a misdemeanor until the mom said, no, my child was killed or murdered by a drunk driver. It's going to be a felony and we're going after them. And the mothers need to sit down, talk to the men and women who are in power in their counties and say, I want to press charges against Pfizer, the people at Pfizer that are responsible for this, the people at Moderna that are responsible for this. There is no law in the United States that protects any individual or an organization from releasing a bioweapon on a civilian population. I'm not sure why that's difficult for people to understand, but there is no law that protects them.
And we're not going to say that we don't believe that Putin is working with Thailand to start some world tribunal. And we're not going to say that we're not going to continue our quest to have a Nuremberg 2 type situation because there are global criminals here that need to be brought to justice and they need to face the consequences and the sentencing for the crimes against humanity and this genocidal level kill off that they have perpetuated on world global citizens. But we are hearing what you're saying. Are there any other counties or states who are now seeking the Karen Kingston proof, finally, after this last year and a half of you showing the evidence on this program?
Yes, there's other counties in Florida that have reached out to me, and there's another county in New York that's reached out to me, and there's some individuals in Idaho that have reached out to me. So I'm working on drafting up the claim right now, the criminal charges, and we're gathering affidavits. I'm working actually with a number of women who have already been on your show, who specifically Kat. Kat said she's got thousands of victims. So we are working together, Stu, and I want to thank you and your network and your staff for giving us a voice, for giving the women in this movement a voice who want to take action, because we are working together behind the scenes and we're networking and we're getting wins. The Collier County Commissioner's win last week was a big win. They sent a clear message, and Commissioner Hall said, the message is the three-letter agencies, the CDC, the NIH, do not have any authority over the health of the residents of Collier County. And so it was a big message, and they're looking at other agreements and other bills that they have passed that give them ties to these three-letter agencies, and they're looking to break those ties.
We got to see this all the way through. So if the commissioners down there in Collier County are paying attention to this broadcast if the sheriff down there or the other counties in Florida or in Idaho or New York or anywhere else are viewing this program, you have to see this through. Victims, you are victims, and there are millions of you. You have to stick together and you have to see this through, because a crime without a victim is not a crime. You can't get a conviction with a victimless crime. You're going to be threatened. You're going to be bribed. You're going to be coerced. All of these things are going to happen. You have to be tough, not just for yourself, but for the children of this country and this planet. So Karen Kingston, thank you for not just blabbing up here about it all the time and relentlessly showing the evidence that you work so hard to do. By the way, I don't think people realize how many people and how many hours it would take to do what you normally do and bring so effortlessly, seemingly, to this program. I'm sure that you haven't gotten a whole lot of sleep over the last year and a half, and for that, we're very thankful, and thank you for being here. We appreciate it.
Thank you, and hope the victims do come forward. Next time on your show, I'll tell you where to register. And we already have thousands.
Do it right now. Do it right now. Do you have the time to do it right now?
I have to get it from Kat. I don't have it right now. I have to give you the URL. It's being set up like this week. We'll have it by the end of the week.
But the second that you have it, send it over here. We'll get it up to StuPeters.com. We'll put it all over our social medias. We'll blast that all over everywhere. We need these people to come forward.
Yeah, we have thousands. Soon it'll be tens of thousands. And hopefully with your viewers, we'll have hundreds of thousands. So they can't threaten all of us.
Man. Amen. Thank you for being a warrior. We appreciate it. God bless you.
Thank you. God bless you.
Every day, we learn more about how the so-called vaccine is wrecking healthy immune systems. But it's not just the jabbed who are at risk. Protect yourself from shedding and spike proteins. Boost your immune system with Dr. Jen Vandewater's Spike Recovery Formula, available at heroicdoctors.com. This formula inhibits spike viral effects, blood vessel blockages, and supports T-cell activity. Go to heroicdoctors.com and order it today.
We talk a lot on this program about protecting our children. God's greatest gifts are kids. Fighting for our kids, standing up for our kids, giving our kids the best shot that we can. Every parent knows they should strive to give their kids a better life than they had. Any parent worth their salt wants to do by their kids whatever is best for them, to protect them, to keep them safe, and to promote their success, to build character in young men and women. Part of keeping them safe is keeping them away from fake doctors and poison pushers with fake diagnoses and neurotoxins that they want to shove down their throat and inject into their bloodstreams. And one of the most common diagnoses out there is ADHD. Shoving Ritalin down their throats, methylphenidate and clonidine, neurotoxins, has a detrimental, long-lasting, proven negative effect in the development of children. So try something natural. CBD does something natural for kids with ADHD, and you have nothing to lose if your kid is struggling with ADHD. The CBD company that I use is Curable. I use Curable because I can source all of their hemp. It's from right here in my home state of Minnesota. It's a family-owned business. I actually coach a baseball team with one of the directors of Curable, and Curable's offering 20% off site-wide for everyone in the Stu crew when you use promo code Stu at Curable.com. You spell it K-U-R-I-B-L, K-U-R-I-B-L, Curable.com, 20% off site-wide. Please give your kids a shot. If they're battling with this ADHD crap, please try CBD from Curable. Go to Curable.com and use promo code Stu when you go there again, Curable.com.
And welcome back. I'm Paul Harrell, filling in for Stu. So it's important to exercise. It's important to eat right and avoid toxins. But above both of those, it's important to sleep. When you don't sleep enough or sleep the wrong way, your entire body starts to fail. Your body doesn't function properly. Your reflexes and your focus decay. You're vulnerable to depression and other mental problems. You're basically living life as a defective, inferior version of yourself. So the answer is clear. Get enough sleep. But a lot of Americans are so battered and bruised by the demands of life that this is difficult. And that's where Sleep Breakthrough comes in, from the same people behind Magnesium Breakthrough. You can learn more by going to sleepbreakthrough.com/Stu Peters. Again, that's sleepbreakthrough.com/Stu Peters. Wade Lightheart is a 3-time Canadian natural bodybuilding champion whose books are sold in more than 80 countries, and he joins us now. Wade, thanks so much for your time tonight on The Stu Peters Show.
Great to be here. Thanks so much. And this is a really important topic to talk about.
Oh, absolutely. You know, a lot of people, I mean, I struggle falling asleep sometimes at night and getting good sleep. And it's a huge difference, especially being in media. If you don't get sleep, you can't do, or at least I can't. I can't focus. I can't do my job properly. So it really is an issue that needs to be talked about.
Especially because a lot of people don't understand what constitutes quality sleep. So people think, is it duration or is it quality? And there's a couple things that will allow you to measure the quality of your sleep. One is deep sleep. That is the recovery regeneration cycle. And the other one is REM sleep. So REM is kind of what clears your brain. It's like defragging your hard drive. And deep sleep is what regenerates the nervous system, brain function, and these type of things. And we have crafted a formula to target those areas that people are impeded in today's modern lifestyles.
And that's incredible. And, you know, a lot of times people talk about melatonin. Can you talk a little bit about melatonin and how people are using this in a bad way, almost abusing melatonin?
Indeed. Melatonin came to the forefront to address sleep issues, and really it's designed to reset yourself if you say you've gone to, you know, took a flight somewhere, it's a 3-hour, 4-hour time difference. It's based on circadian rhythms. In other words, you'll release a certain amount of melatonin, and we're naturally supposed to wake up with light, and we're naturally supposed to go to bed with dark. But we don't do that anymore because of technology, lights, phones, blue screens disrupt that cycle. So people began to use melatonin at super physiological dosages. It's often prescribed to people as a medication. The problem is it's extremely disruptive to your entire hormone cycle and tends not to work over time. So not only does it not give you the sleep that you need over the long term, it disrupts your hormonal cycle, which further increases the negative conditions that occur around poor sleep.
So instead of getting the next bottle of, you know, melatonin, people need to get a bottle of Sleep Breakthrough. They need to try it.
Indeed. I think for people who are recognize that they need to improve the quality of their sleep, Sleep Breakthrough is a revolutionary formula that combines a variety of different elements that increase your capacity to enter into deep sleep. Now, I'm in the biohacking industry. You know, we're testing all our stuff. And most people report doubling their deep sleep and doubling their REM sleep just in their very first serving. Plus, it's dose specific. In other words, the way the formulation is designed is you will start out with one or two scoops, and you can either go up to 3 or 4 or go down to 1 depending on your body weight and your unique body needs. And that's also revolutionary.
Oh, no doubt. So it comes in, so it's in a powder form, and how often are people supposed to take it? They take it every day, take it right before bed, and also talk about energy levels, because again, a lot of people are bogged down. You know, they're always going for that next, you know, cup of coffee, or maybe, you know, God forbid, some of these energy drinks and how horrible those can be. But if you get good sleep, you're attacking the problem in a different way. Get better sleep, you have more energy throughout the day, don't you?
Yes. So it's an easily mixable drink. It tastes great. It's something between a grape and a berry. It's kind of like a bluish green color. You mix up a couple of scoops before you go to bed, 30 to 60 minutes before, and you will start to feel a little bit drowsy afterwards, and you just drop into a nice, deep, recovering sleep. And after a few days, you're really going to notice the difference about when you wake up. And what tends to happen when you have good sleep is you rely less on stimulants in order to kind of keep yourself going throughout the day.
And that's good, because I think a lot of people, myself included, Wade, drink way too much caffeine, you know, and I think that is, you know, contributing to the sleep cycle, you know, not being good, right? Because the caffeine can kind of keep you up if you have it later in the day. And so it's not letting your body recharge the way it should. I'm assuming, I'm not a scientist. I mean, I'll leave that to the folks with Sleep Breakthrough.
So caffeine will stimulate your adrenaline and cortisol cycles, and done repeatedly throughout the day, it makes it difficult for your nervous system to clock down into the recovery stage that sleep does. Magnesium Breakthrough literally counteracts the negative effects of stimulants and caffeine by its formulation, by providing your body and your nervous system the things that it needs in order to go into a deep, restful sleep. And just with, like I said, a couple of days, people will notice the difference. And if they don't, they'd get a money back, but it never happens. And nobody asks for their money back. They're like, can I get more bottles?
Wade Lightheart, we really appreciate it. The website is sleepbreakthrough.com/Stu Peters. It's great to meet you, sir, and thank you for coming on the show.
Thank you. It's my pleasure. Keep up the great work.
All right, so folks, I want to remind you that the Stu Peters Network broadcasts a plethora of great shows on a daily and weekly basis. Shows like In the Trenches with Teddy Daniels that airs weekdays at 1 p.m. Eastern. Another one of those great shows is called Shots Fired with Deanna Lorraine, and it's coming up next, so don't go anywhere. My name is Paul Harrell, filling in for Stu. Good night.
While everybody around you seems to be getting dumber and dumber by the day, easily distracted by the bought and paid for media that is compensated to distract them, looking at all of the shiny objects and UFOs and China spy balloons, you could be getting smarter. You could be doing better. You could be busting through those distractions and performing at your cognitive best. Go to nootopia.com/stew. Again, nootopia.com/stew. Nootropics brain supplements, 100% legal, totally natural, 100% safe, non-addictive. They actually make you smarter, process information better, be more driven, be more creative, be more focused. Nootopia.com/stew. Again, nootopia.com/stew.